Recording. Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome. This is Kathy Fetke, and we're just John Bone is not here because he had he's in the middle of a storm and lost electricity. I hope you all are fine out there and staying warm and dry. But we're going to start with Larry, who's going to tell us what's going on in the U.S. and a lot of it is good news. So, Larry, go ahead. Tell us about the slide.
Thanks, Kathy. Hi, everybody. Yeah, actually, I probably should have included another slide, a slide that we've actually looked at many, many times, but it basically refers to the housing market and the basically the trend what the housing market has done in the last 10 years or so. This GDP model actually kind of mimics what the housing trend has done. As you can see in 06, 07, and 08, it was going up, and then, you know, in 08, 09, and 10, it was kind of dipping down, and now you can see it's definitely moving up again. And so what is the U.S. doing from an economy standpoint? Well, the GDP kind of shows that it's very self-explanatory. It's on the way up, and the economy is starting to come back around.
All right. Well, then we've got another slide here. What about this one?
Okay. I got to take a look at this. Inflation rate, yeah. This is actually quite interesting. Kind of see what, since 1994 to current, what the inflation rate has been doing. Now, inflation rate as it ties to home prices, that everybody knows there's a whole lot of factors that goes into what's going to happen in the home price. But you can see we're basically in 2014 and what the projection for 2014, 15, and 16 are is inflation is really looking to go forward. Based on today with the low inventory, and if the low inventory in housing continues as we probably expect it to for many different reasons, you can see that the inflation is going to go up. And, of course, with low inventory on housing, the housing prices should kind of go up pretty much parallel to what that inflation rate goes.
Well, Larry, your sound is coming in and out, but what we see here is that housing usually follows along with inflation, and we are expecting inflation due to all the money creation that's happened over the past 6 years, and that will affect everything, including rents going up and home prices going up, and of course the cost of goods in general. So again, even though you may or may not call it appreciation, we're going to see prices increase simply due to inflation. So one more slide here. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, and this is just kind of goes hand in hand with what the real estate market has been doing. It's been said many times already, many articles for the last several years, that the U.S. as an average, and we always talk that there is no such thing as a nationwide real estate market. But if you were to look at the nation as an average, it typically averages about a 6% year increase. And you can see back in 1971 over to about 2000, 2001 and 2, it's been just a nice steady growth. And then basically in 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, we had just that hyper growth that just was not sustainable. Mm-hmm. And now we're back down in the 2, 12, 13 category, which is kind of off the map here. We can see we're back down to where we should be, running a nice, slow, steady, sustainable growth there in the U.S. housing market.
So, in other words, if we didn't have this blip of increases and decreases, that we'd be right here where we are.
And that's just where we should be, a nice, safe market.
Mm-hmm. And with prices continuing to increase gradually, hopefully slow down a little and just be gradual growth along with inflation. But except for certain areas that we like to share with you.
without question.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Well, then let's get on to these slides and let's see if I can figure it out. From start, there we go. All right. So today we're going to focus on Jacksonville. Now, if you were at the Cashflow USA event last year, then you would have met Brian then. Since then, he's worked with a lot of you people over there and a lot of the Cashflow USA group. And let me just tell you, one of the things we really like about Florida right now is that it is still, it's probably the number one market that has not bounced back in prices yet. I just was on Fox News today, and this question came up of where is the bubble in the U.S. and where is it not bubbling? So clearly, California is super overheated, ridiculous prices going up. It doesn't make sense to invest anymore. It's probably peaked. But Jacksonville is on the complete other side of the scale in many, many parts of Florida, in fact. And so we are really excited. We took a while to get into Florida because it had so much recovery that needed to take place. But now the rest of the country's really, really already far in recovery, and it's harder and harder to find deals. In fact, 35 out of the top 100 markets in the US have already bounced back to 2006 prices, which we already know were a bubble. So we've got 65 markets that are rapidly heading in that direction. But Florida is lagging, and it is the biggest laggard really in this recovery, which is good for buyers, good for people looking for deals because it's still so deflated. And the reason I've said this before, and I know Brian's going to talk about it, it is a judicial state, which means foreclosures have to go through the court system, and that creates a massive backlog. Whereas California is a trust deed state, and foreclosures can happen within a few days. If you're late on your mortgage, well, bam, your house gets taken from you. And it can take like 45 to 60 days. It has to, go to an auction, and there's some details to it. But in Florida, it can take 5 to 6 years and even longer for that process to take shape. So there's still a tremendous amount of distressed inventory on the market. And when you have distressed inventory, you have low home prices. But once all that's sold off, prices are going to bounce back there like they have everywhere else in the country. So we see Florida as a really wonderful opportunity right now. We're excited to share it with you. And look at how beautiful it is. So, Brian, thank you so much for being here and joining us today, calling in from Jacksonville.
Thank you so much, Kathy. And you guys did such a good job of describing it that I think I don't even need to say anything.
We're done. Well, let's see. We'll just, of course, do the typical disclaimer, which is, of course, always talk to your advisors, your CPA for sure, your accountant, to make sure these strategies are right for you. And while we do make every effort to read the future, we don't totally have it down yet, but we're getting really good at it. So, all right, moving on. So I'll hand it over to you.
Thanks so much, Kathy, and thank you guys for being on the call. I'm going to spend the next few minutes with you just talking about some real estate fundamentals that are actually applicable to you investing down under, or with us in Florida, or with Kathy in any of her other markets that she is on the ground with here in the States. So these five principles, this holistic approach where we talk about the where, the why, when, what, and who. Again, these fundamentals are timeless and there's no boundaries for them. So really do pay close attention to these, and hopefully they'll be able to help you again no matter where you're investing in the world. And then towards the later part of the call, I'll show you guys a couple of programs that we have and ways that we can help you as investors. And then if we have time, we can open it up for a little Q&A so we can look at the next slide. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about myself, but just to give you guys a footprint of or background of myself and my business partner. First of all, I've been working with Kathy for a couple of years in the Real Wealth Network and did come down under last year with her. We had a great time, met a lot of great clients, and have had a lot of happy transactions since. But we've been doing this business of single-family home investments since 1998. We started our first portfolio in Bakersfield, California, some 16 years ago, and we built up a portfolio of a couple hundred buy-and-hold properties from 1998 to 2004. And if you listen to what Larry and Kathy just got done describing in the real estate cycles, you probably know that 2005, 2006 was a really good time to be liquidating. So that's exactly what we did with that portfolio there. And then we looked around the U.S. to identify another major market where we could go and continue to invest and build our portfolio. The numbers in California made absolutely zero sense in 2004, 5, and 6 to continue to buy. So we were lucky enough to liquidate our entire portfolio there at the top and then identify Jacksonville, Florida, which I'll talk to you about this evening, as the next market that we were going to hyper-focus on and put all our eggs in one basket, as we like to say, and watch that basket very closely. So a holistic approach to real estate, I always like to sort of lay a foundation for any talk I give or any webinar or call that we're on, and sort of give our listeners and our potential investors an idea of, you know, who we are and why we do what we do. You know, if I ask the question, you know, why do you want to invest in real estate, or why are you already investing in real estate, very common answers are going to be cash flow and equity and, you know, replacing income and retirement. And those fundamentals are very much alive and well in the models that I do today and can provide you with. But I want to challenge you guys to take a step back and see those things as, you know, cash flow and equity. Those are truly just a means to an end, and the real estate is just a means to an end. And what I really want to provide you guys with, and what we have provided our clients with over the last 15, 16 years, is a freedom of time. And that freedom of time comes from, obviously, the cash flow and the turnkey rentals and programs that we offer our clients. So we can look fast forward to today, and we're investing in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, a lot of the people down under may have never even heard of Jacksonville. When you think of Florida, you probably think of Orlando and Mickey Mouse and Disney World, or maybe Miami and South Beach. But Jacksonville is tucked up in the northeast corner, as you can see in this slide. We are a coastal city, so we're on the Atlantic side of Florida. You know, we have two coasts here. You have the Gulf on the west side, and then the Atlantic on the east side. So we're a coastal city, and just a very, very desirable place to live. If you look at the next slide, Kathy sort of takes a footprint of Jacksonville, because Jacksonville is the largest city in North America. I want to share that with you because it's an important thing to look at. So geographically, Jacksonville is the largest city in all of the United States. So what that does is force us to really niche down and really hyper-focus on the areas and where we want to invest. So my company primarily invests in two main areas of Jacksonville. We're a boutique investment firm, and we serve a handful of clients like yourselves on the call every month. We do about 10 foreclosures, and we put them all out as wholesale opportunities to our clients. And on average, we sell 6 or 7, and we end up keeping 3 or 4 in our portfolio. So to the west side of Jacksonville, in this footprint that you have in front of you on this map, you'll see a circle that goes around the perimeter of the city. We always try to stay within that perimeter. That's the 295 loop, and that's where all the infrastructure is inside of that loop, with jobs and schools and everything that you look for, all the fundamentals that we'll talk about here shortly. So on the west side of Jacksonville, we're doing about 50% of our buying and selling. And then to the east of downtown, you see an area called Arlington, which is where we do the remaining 40% of our investing. And then there's a small pocket up in the far north side, up by the Jacksonville Airport, where we do our remaining 10%. And we do the same thing, same 10 types of homes over and over and over. And it's really just sort of a machine or a system that you guys would be plugging into with us here on the ground in Jacksonville. Next slide. So these are the 5 key market drivers that are just so critical and, again, timeless and have no borders, whether you're investing with us here in Jacksonville or the Gold Coast of Australia or somewhere in Europe. These 5 fundamentals are really what you want to pay attention to and look for. So I'll speak to them as they relate to Jacksonville. Economic growth, hands down, the most important fundamental in real estate investments, and I'm sure Kathy would agree with me, is jobs. At the end of the day, jobs are what drives a real estate market. You know, your tenants need to be able to keep steady job and have steady income to be able to pay you the rent, and then your buyers need to have steady income for them to be able to qualify for a mortgage to be able to cash you out and purchase the property from you. So in Jacksonville, when we were liquidating out of our California portfolio in 2005 and 2006, we really looked at the other coastal major markets. We're surfers, so we like to stick warm and by the water. But also, obviously, look at all these fundamentals first, and desirability is obviously going to be one of them when you're coastal and warm and in an affordable market. It's just a great, we sort of call it an investor's playground for what we do. So back to the jobs, we have a very diverse economy in Jacksonville. We have two large military bases. Of those two large military bases, they make up about a third of our rental portfolio or our tenant pool. So we're attracting a lot of military families that are, you know, stable with kids in the school district, and we'd like to keep them in the property as long as possible. Along with military, we have a huge port industry because we are coastal, and I have all kinds of media and videos that I could share with you on that, and Kathy will talk about that later on how to get in touch with us, but our website has a ton of information on jobs and the economic growth here in Jacksonville. The next point or key market driver would be population growth, and you'll see that all of these things sort of go hand in hand. One feeds off the other. So we have currently 75 households a day moving into the city of Jacksonville, and consensus I saw from actually a national economist talked about Jacksonville doubling in population over the next 5 to 10 years. So we have, you know, a steady income of job, you know, really stable jobs, and then a growing local economy with new jobs coming in, and then coupled with the population growth, which are just two key fundamentals of when you're looking at buying and holding property in any real estate market. Number three would be affordability. We are one of the most affordable coastal cities of its size in the United States. So we're about 1.5 million in population and growing, and hands down the most affordable. I mean, that's really one of the key fundamentals we looked at when we were looking to identify our next market back in 2006 to go and invest in full time. We've always been buy and hold cash flow investors. I've never bought on speculation. And we always focus on cash flow first and then doing our best job of getting in the way of the equity. And we'll talk about real estate cycles in a minute. But we are very affordable. Median price is $160,000 today in recovery and moving in the right direction towards a healthy recovery like we talked about earlier on the call. Next fundamental would be supply and demand. And in any investment vehicle, regardless of whether you're in the money markets or stocks or real estate, supply and demand is just a foundational key market driver, especially in single-family home real estate. Kathy talked about us being a litigious state here in Florida, so everything takes a little bit longer. The average foreclosure process takes 3 years in the state of Florida, and many times it's taking, you know, 4, 5, and 6 years to get from going from default to actual foreclosure, which is where my company comes in and buys the asset from the bank and turns it around. So supply and demand is critical. We are absolutely still in a buyer's market in my niche in Jacksonville, but we are definitely seeing that window of opportunity closing like we were talking about earlier on the call with the cycles. And then finally, desirability. I mean, if you're going to live and invest, or even if you're just investing offshore like you guys would be potentially doing, you obviously want to be placing your hard-earned dollars in a market that's desirable. You know, Jacksonville is absolutely a great place to live. You know, I wouldn't have moved my headquarters and my family and assets and resources here if I didn't find it a very desirable place to live. You know, we're a coastal city, nice and spread out, like I said, a very large geographic city. Very business friendly, and not to beat up on California, but moving our portfolio and our business from California to Florida, we saved anywhere between 10 and 13% from a tax perspective right off the top just by simply moving our business from California to Florida. We have no state income tax here, so it's just a lot of things I could go on and on, but very desirable place to live. And I do get the question a lot, what about hurricanes? If you guys are in Florida and you're on the beach there, are you getting hammered by hurricanes? And the answer is no. I would not have picked this market and been wanting to build a portfolio of a few hundred houses here if I thought we were going to be getting hit by hurricanes every 12 months. So we haven't had a major hurricane hit here since 1962. When you go up the coast in Florida and you hit the Jacksonville area, we're considered subtropical here versus the rest of South Florida being tropical. And that 10 or 15 degrees difference of air temperatures and water temperatures is really what makes a huge difference in deflecting a lot of the hurricane activity here. So those are the five key five market drivers, just to share with you some of the major employers here. And again, we have a very, very diverse economy, but this is just a simple sampling. And you know, many of you down under may have not heard of some of these, but these are some of the big boys in the States. We have some Fortune 500 companies here, headquartered here, and a couple of them aren't even mentioned here. But I like a diverse economy. You know, we have high tech. We have the port industry, like I talked about, military, education, a huge medical community here. All of these different diverse economies that help give us that stability and growth here in Jacksonville. Next slide, Kathy. So I pulled this data from our local multiple listing service. Just to give you guys sort of a sampling and a footprint of what's been going on here over the last couple of years. And this graph goes hand in hand with what Larry was sharing about our, you know, sort of a global picture of the United States and what's going on here. But if you look at just some key numbers here, and I know it might be a little bit hard for you, some of you on the call, to see these numbers or sort of pick them apart. And in the next slide, I just bullet point them so you can see how to translate these numbers, because I know that's a lot of information there in one slide. So if we look at the next slide, Kathy, what I did was take that information and all those numbers from the previous slide and put them into three simple bullet points for you guys to be able to digest very simply. So my price point in the turnkey rentals that I sell to investors like yourselves is $100,000 price point is our sweet spot. In that price range in Jacksonville, in the last calendar year, we saw 108% growth in sales, which is why our product is becoming very competitive. That same time frame, our median sales price increased 15%. We went from 142 to 160. And my company buys on average 60K below the median. So if you're a buy and hold investor in any market, anywhere in the world, one of the key fundamentals is always be buying below the median price to mitigate risk. We're buying well, well below the median, obviously. If our sweet spot's 100 and the median's 160, we're obviously having great risk mitigation there. And then finally, the available inventory in our sweet spot of $100,000 in that same time frame has got cut in half in the last 12 months. So we went from 10 months in inventory down to 5 months in inventory in the last 12 months. So that window of opportunity is certainly closing. With that being said, I'm going to talk about, you know, the real estate cycles, and you guys have not missed the boat here. My company, again, continues to buy and serve clients like yourselves 10 homes a month, month after month, very consistently, and it really comes down to the, you know, the systems and the relationships that we have on the ground here in Jacksonville. Okay, next slide, Kathy. So this is the property cycle slide, and this is one of my favorite points in any talk that I give. I could talk on this slide just for this simple slide for 3 days, because it looks so simple, but it means so much, and it covers so much in how critical timing is in investing. So, you know, you could have all of those five fundamentals that I just talked about, but if you don't time it right, then you can really get hurt. And you know, just to be transparent with you, I'm going to walk you guys through this cycle as it relates to my business, and again, how I can serve you and help you avoid some headaches. So you heard me talk about us starting way back in 1998 in Bakersfield, California. We were in that 6 o'clock window at the bottom of the market there. So right there, we bought right at the bottom of the barrel there, which is the best time to be buying, right when you're coming into 7, 8 o'clock into recovery, was where we were in California in 1998. So we got a lot of slack and a lot of feedback and a lot of pushback from a lot of investors that were supposedly a lot smarter than us, and saying, you know, what are you guys doing going to Bakersfield, California? It's the year 1998. The market is completely distressed there. And you guys are nuts. You know, we were living in Santa Barbara, which is a beautiful coastal city, at the same time in 1998. But at that time, the median price in Santa Barbara was $600,000 or $700,000. So you could not cash flow property. It just made no sense for buying and holding. So we drove 2 hours inland from the coast into this market, Bakersfield, California. And again, we built up a portfolio of a couple hundred properties between 98 and 2004. So fast forward to moving through the 9 o'clock window through recovery. This is where we were building our portfolio, and we got up into that boom, up into that 10, 11, 12 o'clock at the top in this slide. And the 12 o'clock, I would say, is probably 2005, and then 1 o'clock was probably 2006. So we literally sold all a couple hundred properties at the very tippy top of the market in California. Now, some of that, I would never tell you we had a crystal ball, and some of it was definitely luck, but a lot of it was just paying attention to those key fundamentals that we talked about, like affordability. I mean, there's no way that we could continue to buy and hold property when with the same property that we paid in 1998, you know, maybe we paid $60,000 for it. We were then selling in 2006 for $225,000 at the top of the market. So it was great for the stuff that we had, but it meant that we could not continue to acquire. So we sold at the top, and the mistake, I talked about transparency earlier, you know, the huge mistake that I made was taking all of that money liquidating out of the market at the top and looking for a market to move it into immediately. That's the mistake we made with Jacksonville. So 2007, 2008, Jacksonville was going into a slump, and we were continuing to buy there. We had backed off. We bought quite a bit towards the end of 2006 in a 1031 exchange out of California. In 2007, we continued to acquire property. And then by 2008, you know, we had the global financial crisis that everyone was aware of, and the U.S. banks were shutting down, and we completely just backed off of doing any buying and selling. So 08, 09, 2010, we sat on the sidelines, which is definitely the best thing we could have done. I wish we did that all along and could have got a couple more years of surf out of it and would have had a lot less stress. But it was a very, very expensive lesson, but one that I obviously want to share with you guys and help you avoid. So fast forward to today, you know, we're 2014 in Jacksonville. In my expert opinion, and again, I don't have a crystal ball, but in my opinion, and statistics would back me up here, we hit rock bottom, back down in the bottom of the slump in that 6 o'clock window at the bottom of this graph, somewhere towards the end of 2010, beginning of 2011. And that's when my business partner and I started to dip our toe back in the water, which is exactly when you want to be buying, in that recovery. So from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock is exactly when you want to be buying, and that's exactly where we are today. I think we're somewhere in that 8, 7, 8, 9 o'clock window in recovery, probably about halfway through it. We definitely still have a nice window of opportunity to buy great deals, but no doubt that the window is closing and deals are becoming farther and few between, as I showed you from the earlier statistics. So the whole thing in a nutshell, you can move to the next slide, Kathy. You know, you want to buy in a buyer's market, which is exactly what we're experiencing now, and then you want to sell in a seller's market. You always want to make sure that you're cash flowing along the way. You hear me okay, Kathy? You can go ahead.
I hear you. Great.
Ah, good. There you are.
Yeah, I hear you too. Sorry about that. I was on mute.
No problem at all. No problem at all. And we can go ahead and move towards the next slide. So buy low, sell high, and healthy cash flow along the way. In a nutshell, that's exactly what my business does. I just walked you through that graph. And I'm always hyper-focused on cash flowing along the way. Talk a little bit about how I can serve you guys, you listeners on the call. We have a couple different programs. And the way that I can best serve you guys as our potential clients or investors is on the investment side of the business. Now, I am a licensed realtor in the state of Florida, but my business model is more on the investment consultant side versus the traditional buyer-broker relationship. Again, I believe it's the old put your money where your mouth is, and my company, again, is buying and holding a lot of property in these same neighborhoods that we're selling to our clients. And I always go back to that as a rebuttal that, you know, I'm speaking from experience versus theory to give our investors a peace of mind that, you know, we're investing right alongside you guys. We're heavily invested in these neighborhoods, and we continue to do so. So this first program, program number one, is what we call our full-service wholesale model. You are buying directly from my company, a wholesale property that is a foreclosure that we bought directly from the bank. And when I give you guys proformas, and I'll show you a couple of examples here at the end of the presentation, you are not getting into bid wars with me. There is no change orders. Pricing is fixed. Because you're buying it directly from me, you're not getting into bid wars with other investors. If I give you guys a renovation budget, that budget is fixed. So if there's any surprises, which a lot of times there are, I'm not picking up the phone and calling you guys and making cash calls to our investors. We really, really try to mitigate risk for you guys, and know you're busy professionals on the other side of the world. So we try to make it as painless and seamless as possible. And the way we do that is by, again, you know, doing it with our own money and working out all the kinks and ironing out and making all the systems run as smoothly as possible. And then you guys are just tapping into those resources. So this is a simple example of the wholesale model. You buy a distressed foreclosed property from us. We act as your project manager during the renovations and oversee all of the construction for you. I'm going to talk about warranties in a minute. What you can expect is double-digit returns from us from a cash-on-cash return on investment perspective. The whole process of the wholesale, so you're purchasing it as a foreclosure, I'm renovating it for you on your behalf, and then getting tenant and property management in place. So to manage your expectations on the timing of that whole process, it's going to be between 90 and 120 days to get you to cash flowing. We have property management in place, and I'll talk about that just for a second, because property management, once you guys have decided to invest in with us in Jacksonville, property management is hands down the backbone and the most important thing in the bigger picture of your ongoing stability and sustainability and success of the investment. So in our California portfolio, we had a large staff and a big office, and we had property management under our roof. And what I found, it was taking up about 80% of our time and resources to oversee the management. It's a very intense part of the business. If any of you on the call are already investors, you know how intense property management can be. And what I found is you know, we were taking our eye off of the investment side of the business and focusing a lot of our energy on the property management side. So when we liquidated out of California and started a new portfolio and business in Florida, we said we are going to sub out or hire the best property management we can find, and we're going to spend most of our energy and resources focused on finding the best deals for our investors and for ourselves. So we have a third-party property management group. We can set up a call with them if you decide to invest here. We'll set up a call with them and let you interview them. Or if you come for a visit, that's the first place I always start on our tours with our investors from out of town, is property management. They're a great group. Just to give you some quick background on them and some numbers, the name of their business is Jacksonville Rentals. They personally manage over 800 units in the city of Jacksonville. Of those 800 and growing, about 300 of them are either my personal portfolio or many of our clients like yourselves that are on the call. So we are their largest client. We get very preferential treatment. We get discounted pricing, and it's a really, really good working relationship. You know, I would never tell you that my business is perfect or property management is perfect, but I think we both do a really good job of mitigating risk for you guys, especially being, you know, all the way down under and on the other side of the world. So we will continue to help you oversee property management on your behalf. I don't want you to think that I'm going to sell you an investment, shake hands, and move on. I actually continue to get the reporting of every investment of all of my clients that I've ever sold to here in Jacksonville. I actually get ongoing reports on that every Tuesday on a weekly basis. Now, you guys as the new owners will get a monthly statement emailed to you, but I want to stay involved for the life of the investment. You know, it's a relationship business. I want to make sure that you guys are taken care of as long as you're owning here, and then obviously help you liquidate when it comes time to sell in the seller's market, which I project to be, you know, out 2 to 4, 3 to 5 years. So we still have some time there, and I'm going to sort of handhold you guys through your rental with us here in Jacksonville for the life of the investment. So that's the first program. We can go ahead to the next slide, Kathy. The next program is very, very simple. Same neighborhoods, same type of product, but it's already turnkey. This is the program number two. And very, very straightforward. You're cash flowing from day one. Property management's in place. The property has recently been renovated by my company. and we sell each turnkey rental with a one-year home warranty. So it's the same exact neighborhoods and same type of product, the wholesale model. It's just simply my company, and again, going back to that cycle and when we started to invest heavily here in Jacksonville again after the bottom fell out. So since 2011, we've built up a portfolio of about 155, 160 properties, and now we are slowly selling off a few of those each month. We have a huge demand from investors like yourselves that want turnkey rentals. So that's what this program is. We're just simply releasing a few out of our portfolio. They've been completely renovated. We sell them with a warranty, and you're cash flowing from day one. So again, just to reiterate, program number one is you're buying it before renovations as a foreclosure. It takes about 120 days to get to cash flowing. And program number two is a straightforward turnkey rental, and you're cash flowing from day one. Okay, Kathy, next slide. So I looked at the last 15, 16 years of doing this and really, really try to simplify. I always say if I could give this talk to my 10-year-old nephew, he would have no problem understanding who we are, what we do, and how we could potentially help you. So I really, really want it to be that simple. So this recipe for success that you're looking at, these few bullet points, ideally is what we have whittled down our business to be over the last 15 or 16 years. It's truly just these four or five bullet points here. We do single family home foreclosures. I don't do condos or townhomes or commercial. You know, there's so many niches and so many ways you could go and get pulled in different directions in real estate investments. We do one thing, and you know, I say it humbly, but we do it really well. So single family home foreclosures, minimum three bedroom, four bedroom, and two bath, and that's very specific that I want to attract a family with young kids in the school district that are not the transient type, and they want to keep their kids in that school district and not be bouncing around from house to house. We buy mainly block and brick construction. I'm a huge fan of block and brick in older established neighborhoods here in Jacksonville, even much more so than the newer construction. I would buy a house that's 50 or 60 years old that I'm going to renovate top to bottom and make like new, that has the really solid foundation and exterior walls of block and brick construction, versus some of the newer construction in the 80s and 90s that's mainly frame. There was a lack of integrity in the quality of construction. And then you're dealing with, you know, things like, wood-destroying organisms, we call it here in the States, WDO, or termites, as you guys probably know them down under. A lot of these things I learned from doing it another way in my previous portfolio, buying small two-bedroom, one-bath frame homes, and that's really the properties that performed the least for us. So these are the bullet points that we have really come up with in our systems. We buy in starter home neighborhoods, very, very safe, very working class neighborhoods, again, trying to attract young families with kids in the school district. These neighborhoods are both a mix of homeowners and renters, so I think that's an important note here. You want to stick away from all investor type neighborhoods. What those things attract here in the States are drugs and violence and basically what we call the ghetto here in the States. So. We stay far away from there, and we look for neighborhoods that are nice and established, very affordable, very safe, and there's a nice blend or ratio of both homeowners and renters. We talked about this earlier. I buy below the median price. We buy well below the replacement costs. And in a nutshell, our business is taking one of the most distressed homes on the block as a foreclosure and then turning it into one of the best. Okay, Kathy, we can go to the next slide. So they say a picture paints a thousand words. So just walking you through some before and afters, you can see the property on the left is pretty rough, not very attractive or having any curb appeal from the street. So we take that same exact house and we turn it into what you see on the right after about a 60-day renovation. So you can see that we do an extensive amount of work there. But again, you're starting with a very solid shell. You can see that this house is block and brick. We put new roof, new windows, new doors. We really pay attention to the landscape, as you can tell from the front, and creating curb appeal. And we upgrade the four major systems, which I call the big four. So I said the roof, Roof is number one. That's probably the biggest part of your budget. It's always going to have a new roof, new heating and cooling system, new plumbing, and new electric. And then the things that we focus on after taking care of those big four things are next is the kitchens and baths, because that's what's really going to attract, a family. That's a nice open floor plan, three-bedroom, four-bedroom, two-bath, and completely rebuilt, so you, in essence, have a new home. Okay, next slide. These are, again, some before and after, so you can see how ugly it is on the left. It's hard to believe that people live like that, not to be judgmental, but really, really rough on the left there, and we gut it down to the studs, and we give you a brand new kitchen on the right there. So new cabinets, new countertops, backsplash, appliances, fixtures, flooring. In essence, it's a brand new kitchen. Okay, Kathy, next slide. Same thing with the bathrooms. We take an old pink tiled 70s bathroom, 60s bathroom, gut it down to the studs. We replumb the house on the entire interior of the home, so we get rid of all of the old galvanized piping, and we go back in with what's to code here in Jacksonville, CPVC piping, and rebuilding the bathroom top to bottom, as you can see from the pictures. Okay, Kathy, next picture. This is just some examples of some curb appeal and some homes that we've already renovated. Again, I really pay attention to curb appeal because at the end of the day, you know, your first impression of your potential tenant or your potential buyer is really what drives their emotion and makes them get out of the car and want to see more. Next picture. These are just some examples of some after pictures. Here's some more kitchens. You can see that there's a common theme there. We do the same thing over and over and over. Next slide. In the 1960s and 70s, when these homes were built, for whatever reason, the builders back then and the developers compartmentalized all of the rooms. So you had walls separating, you know, the kitchen from the living room, the living room from the dining room. So I always go in, and whenever structurally possible, always open up the floor plan. I want to take an older, solid house, rebuild it, all the cosmetics and the roof and all of the systems that we talked about. But I really want to make it functional and modern. So opening up walls, creating bar tops in the kitchen, as you can see on the left there, and then just opening up floor plans from front to back. So these are just some examples of that. Next slide. So the who is so important. The five W's we talked about earlier, we can focus on the who. We'll start with you guys. I know you guys are busy professionals. You don't have time to deal with the headaches and the day-to-day of real estate investing. So we really want to just let you guys invest in a market that has sound fundamentals and have solid people on the ground, because it's a numbers game and a people business. And, you know, the numbers part of the business is very simple. It's buy low, cash flow along the way, and sell high. And then it really comes down to the people that you get hooked up with. So, you know, I talked a little bit about our background, but these team players that you have here in front of you are really what are, again, the backbone of our business. We work with a handful of the top REO brokers in town. Those are, REO simply means real estate owned, so those are the agents that represent the foreclosures for the major U.S. banks here. We have great relationships with them. And then you guys can plug into title, insurance. Obviously, you're going to use all of our contractors because we're going to act as your project manager. And then property management, which I talked about earlier. So you're just plugging into these teams. These bullets are a little bit redundant here, so I'll move through those pretty quickly. At the end of the day, we are going to stay involved again with you and your investment for the life of the investment, and that's really the most important point here. I want you guys to have a peace of mind being on the other side of the world that you have somebody here on the ground that's looking out for you. If you're spending more than 5 minutes per month reviewing your statement that will be emailed to you, then something's not right, and you can always pick up the phone and call me. Okay, Kathy? Next slide. So we'll talk about a little bit for a couple minutes about the warranties, because the renovation part of my business is a huge, huge investment, a huge part of the investment, and I take it very, very seriously and watch it closely. So So we put these warranties in place on all of the wholesale property that we sell to you. So you're going to have this on every job or any every investment that you purchase from us, and we'll have something in writing and signed and dated so you know exactly what you're getting. This is just a little bit of a list of what you can expect. Those four major systems that I talked about, roof, AC, heating and cooling, plumbing, and I do a 90-day warranty over the entire job from the day the tenant moves in. So you're really not hearing anything about maintenance and repairs for the first few years of this investment. Okay, Kathy? So risk, and any savvy investor is always concerned about risk. It's great to know, you know, what the reward is, and we talked about, you know, double-digit returns in a growing market. But what are the risks? And I always like to just, you know, mitigate them up front for you. So it's really just finding the right property in the right area, which I've talked about throughout the call. I showed you a map of the city of Jacksonville. You can see how easily I could get distracted and sort of running around like a chicken, investing in different areas and areas that we should not be investing in, simply because it's such a big market with so much opportunity. That recipe for success that we talked about, three-bedroom, four-bedroom, two-bath, block and brick, mainly in two areas that I talked about on the map, those are the things that keep us out of trouble. We buy the same type of property in the same type of neighborhood. We do the same type of renovation, attracting a similar tenant, and you guys are just plugging into that system. Renovations I talked about already pretty extensively, and then finding a good tenant and ongoing management. Again, that's the backbone of the sustainability of the investment. So these three things we take care of on your behalf as your investment consultant. Okay, Kathy? Great. So we're moving towards wrapping up here, and I'll if you have any questions, we can open it up for that. But I just wanted to walk you through a couple of sample. These are actually live investments that are available now if you're interested. First one is on De La Roche Drive. This is the turnkey, so program number two, meaning that my company purchased this in the last 12 to 24 months, completely renovated it top to bottom. So the tenant and management are in place, it's renovated, and you're cash flowing from day one. So again, our sweet spot's right at $100,000. This one's at 104.8. If you take out your ongoing fixed expenses, and then we have a 4% maintenance and vacancy ratio in there, you're left with about $7,500 cash flow annualized on this property. And this is what you can expect from us again and again and again. So the numbers on the right there for you Australian investors, not to confuse you, I think that you guys will have opportunity to use leverage with the banks, and you'll see that you know, your cash on cash return is going to shoot way up. It most likely doubles when you use leverage with the bank, depending on the interest rate and financing and the, you know, the percent down that you're putting. This just gives you a sampling of what to expect if you got a 20% down payment financed return. Right now, all of the Australian investors I'm dealing with, and just to be transparent, even our U.S. investors, because these properties are so affordable and cost-effective, I'm mainly dealing with cash buyers. With that being said, again, when the U.S. banks start to loosen up, and like Kathy said, you know, specifically in Florida, the U.S. banks or the Florida banks anyway are still dealing with getting the non-performing assets off of their books. That's really where their focus is right now. They're not lending a ton, but they will start to loosen up and lend as the market recovers and heals. You know, the business of banks is to lend money. You know, they're a money store, and if they're not selling their money or lending their money, then they're going to go out of business. So obviously, they're starting to loosen up here in the States, but we do not have investment source for Australian investors. I think Kathy may have someone down in Orlando that she might be talking about a little later. This just gives you a scenario of both a cash transaction and if you use leverage with the bank. Okay, Kathy? So Tempest, this is an example of a wholesale program. So you're buying it as a foreclosure. Sorry about that picture's a little blurry there. I don't know if it's just on my slide, but you're buying this property as a foreclosure before the renovations. You can see that the purchase price is 52. The renovations are 47.9, so you're at a total cost of $100,000, which again is our sweet spot. So not to glaze over that, I want to repeat, the renovations are almost half of the investment. So that's why I take it so seriously in hiring, you know, third-party inspectors, only hiring. I didn't talk about this, but I take a second now to talk about it because it's so important. You sort of have three layers of protection during the renovation process here, and as you can tell, it's such a big part of your investment, so I want to watch it very closely. You're hiring me as your project manager. We've been doing this for 15 years, and we're consistently doing 10 a month here in Jacksonville. I only will turn around and hire licensed general contractors and subcontractors through the state of Florida. So you have me as your project manager. I'm only dealing with licensed professionals, contractors, and subcontractors. And then because we pull permits on all the work we do, the city of Jacksonville then steps in with their inspectors to sign off on the permitted work. So you have, and there, to further that, you actually have a fourth layer of protection, and we also hire a third-party licensed inspector. So you have tons of layers of protection throughout the renovation process. It can be anywhere from a 60 to a 90-day process after we're done pulling permits, but we really try and streamline and take the headache out of it for you, again, especially being where you're at on the other side of the world. So this home will be a four-bedroom, two-bath. You see it has no garage, and I know I get a lot of questions about that. If you look at this picture, you can see the driveway to the right. Where the garage used to be is now probably the fourth bedroom, or going to be the fourth bedroom. So many of the foreclosures that we buy, the garages have been closed in to add an extra bedroom or an extra living space. And in Florida, not having a garage is not a deterrent for renters or for selling, as I know it can be in many areas of the country. But we're a very moderate climate here. We're not dealing with snow and things like that and hurricane activity like I talked about. So not having your garage is not a deterrent at all. So I just want to make that clear. This property is right at $100,000, and after you take out your fixed expenses of management, taxes, insurance, and then having a contingency in there for maintenance and vacancy, you're left with $9,100 of cash flow. So these are very, very typical. If you see any of our homes that Kathy would potentially send out, or if you come into our database, you'll start to get our available investments. We're usually sending out one or two a week, and you'll see a very common theme. It's going to be the same thing over and over and over, and that's very specific and very much done so on purpose on our end. You know, block and brick, three-bedroom, four-bedroom, two-bath, completely renovated, and again, wanting to attract that family that's going to stay in there as long as possible. So that's it. I appreciate you guys taking the time. I know I think you're on your lunch hour down under. It's actually pretty late here on the East Coast. I'm obviously in Florida.
Yeah.
And I don't know,
like
Kathy,
11,
are we able to? Yeah, it's 11 o'clock here. So I'm. It's pretty late on the East Coast, but I know those guys are on their lunch break there down under. So, you know, we're going to be down. Unfortunately, Kathy's not going to be able to make this trip, but I'm going to be down under with some of her team.
Yeah, lots of. We're going to have quite a few teams there, and you're going, and it's going to be a great event. We're going to have you guys teach a little part of it, along with answering questions about your markets. And I think you'll have a lot of people there who have already invested with you who can talk to the rest to let them know how that's been going. So it's going to be a great trip.
Yeah,
and I wish I could go.
Yeah, we're going to miss you this trip. And as you said, it's always good to have, you know, to give new potential clients a level of comfort knowing that there's already some Australians investing with us. And you know, even dating back to before you and I started doing business, Kathy, I know you met Craig and Brendan. They're some of my original investors from our California portfolio and some of our largest investors since we've been doing this. And they're actually Gold Coast guys living in, Surfers Paradise area. So I've been dealing with Australians since day one, way back in 1998, and love working with you guys and really looking forward to getting down under and doing some education and getting some surf along the way there.
Wonderful. So there were some comments. One was, I see this session is being recorded. How do we get a copy? I've never received a copy of any of the court recordings. It's my understanding that these are being posted on the Cashflow USA website. If that is not true, please let me know and we'll see what we can do about that. That's not my department, but I can certainly find the right person to make sure that's happening. So again, this is being recorded and hopefully that will get to you. However, if you visit realwealthnetwork.com, our website, and you join as a free member, then you'll have access to all of our webinars, which are identical to this. If you want to know about all the different markets that we're in and how the U.S. is doing, you can see our blog and our radio show. It's called realwealthshow.com. It's all there on our U.S. website. But on the Cashflow USA website, I'm not sure. It's not my jurisdiction. But if the webinars are not being uploaded there, we'll find out why. So once again, I just want to wrap up saying that the U.S. housing market is in recovery. And in fact, 35 of the top 100 markets in the U.S. have already reached 2006 bubble pricing. So there's just been the most rapid bounce back in recovery over the past 2 years. And it's been very, very difficult to get deals when the markets are moving that quickly. However, there just are a few markets that are lagging. And so if you feel like you missed the boat, I want to let you know you have not missed it. In Florida. You have not missed it in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Chicago, any of the areas that we're currently promoting are judicial states. So they just are not in recovery yet because of their politics. I mean, it just really comes down to that. Their politics have made it very, very difficult for banks to foreclose. So there's still a lot of distressed inventory. You could still buy these properties for half what they've been worth and will be worth. So we're probably going to see a huge spike in prices in a year or so, maybe less. I don't know. I really don't. I know there's still a lot of inventory, but man, other markets shot up so quickly. I'm afraid it's probably going to be the same with Florida. But right now, the opportunity is there. So we do have some other questions. What's the next step? You would send an email to info@realwealthnetwork.com, info@realwealthnetwork.com, and we'll make sure that you have all the information you need to get in touch with Brian. We really need to make sure that you're completely market ready before you talk to our property providers like Brian, because they are so busy with people from all over the world trying to get this Florida property before prices go up, that I need to be able to answer your basic questions, make sure that your LLCs are set up, make sure that your bank accounts are set up. You do not want to buy a U.S. property without an LLC because you won't be able to get insurance. You'll need that US ID from your LLC to do that. So all of that market ready stuff takes probably 4 to 6 weeks. So it's just really important that we make sure you have that in place, that you have your strategy in place before we refer you to these property wholesale providers. Do you arrange the insurance, and is the vacancy and maintenance taken out each year or only incurred as it happens? So yeah, Brian, you guys arrange the you at least refer to the insurance company, correct?
That's correct.
And the vacancy and maintenance are not taken out. That's your money. It goes in your bank account, but we highly suggest you set it aside because vacancies and maintenance issues do happen. So, you know, you've set it aside, and then when you know that you've got to do a make ready for, you know, whatever you need to do, the cleaning fees or whatever fees, that's just part of the cost of doing business. So we put it in the pro formas just so that it's there for you to get an idea of what your real cash flow is going to be. But no, that's your money. How do we get in touch? Yep. Again, info@realwealthnetwork.com, or just go to realwealthnetwork.com. You'll see a join button, you know, membership, and you just join. It's free, and then you'll have access to all the information you need there. Just wondering if you had a holding fund. No, there's no fund on these properties. However, we do have a really nice fund right now with the Shasta Wine Village. If you'd like to know about that, that's going to be between a 15 and 28% annual return for over 5 years. So that's going to be a really nice project. And if you want information, that's pretty easy because you don't need to set up an LLC and you don't need a bank account, which might be easier for those of you who can't get over to the U.S. because you do need to come to the U.S. to set up that banking account. Although we do have one guy who's been seemed to manage to open them up. So there's a chance we could open a bank account for you if you don't come to the US. But otherwise, I do recommend the funds, and we can tell you all about those. All right, Brian, anything you'd like to add, or are we done?
No, yeah, I just want to thank you guys for your time. And again, I'll be down under here in a couple of weeks. It's coming up quick, I think a week from or 2 weeks from this past Saturday. So I'll look forward to hopefully meeting some of you in person, and we'll look forward to serving you. And I appreciate your time.
Yeah, wow, it's coming up. Wonderful. All right, thanks everyone for being here, and we'll see you next time. Have a great week. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.